This is Home Radio, the official voice of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. The Home Radio News at 11, I am Justin Cornell. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf will today host and chair the inaugural meeting of the High-Level Panel on Migration in Monrovia. The High-Level Panel on Migration was established at the 9th joint annual meetings of the African Union Specialized Technical Committee on Finance, Monetary Affairs, Economic Planning and Integration. The overall objective of the High-Level Panel is to affirm Africa's commitment to global objectives and values on migration and harness migration for Africa's development in the context of international cooperation. The panel is composed of 15 eminent persons, all appointed in their own capacity, and includes representatives of the government, the private sector, and the civil society. Over 2,000 partisans of the incoming governing coalition for Democratic Change have undertaken a seven-day voluntary cleanup campaign for the January 22nd inauguration. The partisans, mostly young people, are cleaning from the Duke Palace Hotel straight up to the Rabat International Airport. The city has been divided in 6 parts, with about 400 persons in each location, depending on the size of each area. The chairperson of the Youth League of the party, Jefferson Koji, said the work will be done in 2 phases. Koji said the second phase of the project will include the entire country. The Liberia Anti-Corruption Commission says its focus will be more on preventive and educative activities in the fight against corruption in the coming years. According to the Commissioner with Oversight Responsibility on Education and Prevention, Madam Abba Dole, the LACC in the past focused mainly on prosecution and investigation that are key factors in fighting corruption. She always stressed that if more emphasis is placed on the preventive aspect, a lot could be achieved in curbing corruption in Liberia. Madam Dole spoke recently to journalists at the end of the National Anti-Corruption Debate Competition held at the United States Embassy near Monrovia. The program, organized by the Students Against Corruption, brought together several schools in and out of Mosoradu County. The news is coming to you from Home Radio, the official voice of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. South Africa's Foreign Office has summoned the Deputy Chief of Mission at the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Pretoria, over President Trump's remarks about African countries. A statement from the South African Foreign Office says that it is in support of statement issued by the African Union. The continent's top body expressed its shock, dismay, and outrage over the comments and called on Mr. Trump to apologize. South Africa said that relations between the country and the U.S. must be based on mutual respect. Namibia, Botswana, and Ghana are some of the African countries that have issued strong statements condemning Mr. Trump. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has denied that he is racist after his alleged profanity to describe African nations. Mr. Trump reportedly used the term last week during a meeting on immigration reform. It is the first time the president has responded directly to racism accusations. He made a denial to White House press pool reporters at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach in Florida on Sunday night. That's the Home Radio News, a production of the Popular Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Home, you can log on to www.home.umissions.org, facebook.com/home2003, or twitter/home news. I am Justin Kono. Good morning.